Nothing for the We Built Different podcast coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. If you have not, make sure that you download the iHeartRadio app on your phone, TV, or tablet and type in 99.7 space DA space Heat, H-E-A-T Miami, and pull up our station. We play the most amazing music in pop, R&B, hip-hop, EDM, as well as we play uncut diamonds in the world of independent artists and music. The We Build Different podcast is special. We started this podcast in 2021 during COVID. 2020, sorry, during COVID. And we started on Patreon. And we needed a platform. Everybody was doing some audio. And it blew up. We've done over 295 episodes. This podcast is one of the top podcasts on Apple Podcasts right now. Shout out to Apple. Shout out to our Red Circle family. We now have sponsors with us every single day. We honor. And this podcast is completely independent. We only interview independent artists on here. Artists you never heard of, but one day you will be hearing their name ring across the world. Today, speaking to a gentleman I've been knowing now for a minute. Got a lot of respect for his grind. Got a lot of respect for who he is as a man and what he stands for. But most importantly, he's a person of vision. And he believes. And that's one thing he's not short on is belief. I'm honored, super honored to be speaking to my brother, Theodore Hooks. T Hooks, what's good, family? Welcome to the We Build Different podcast.
Yo, yo, what's good? What's good? Thank you for having me. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for having me on here today.
No problem. Listen, you know I had to roll out that blue carpet treatment for you, bro.
Man, I seen that, man. Yeah, talking me up real big. I love that, man. That's real respect because it's mutual, man. It's feelings mutual. Real respect, honestly. So,
all right, cool. Do me a favor, if you can, try to turn up your volume just a little bit, if you can.
Yeah, I got you. I'll turn it up here.
There you go. All right, let's jump right into it. I want to ask you this. You know, you're in a business where over 90% of the people don't make it. You're in a business where doubt, uncertainty hovers over your head every single second. You have to create everything. You have to eat what you kill. You have to literally wear multiple hats every single day. You could be doing anything. You're super intelligent. You're smart. You could be doing anything in the world. And I know you have a regular income, but why are you willing to travel down this dark road of uncertainty to one day make it to start? Why?
Honestly, I think for me personally, it starts with passion, man. I think a lot of the time what drives people or at least what drives me is passion. And that's because, you know, when you find something that you enjoy, you believe in and you understand, honestly, go with it because that's kind of your lane. Like what's the point in trying to wear all these hats that just don't fit because someone tells you that's what you should do, right? Honestly, like, of course we have this grind because it's something that we believe in. We believe in ourselves. And honestly, I think that's what really gives me the push, man. And, you know, it's one thing to believe in yourself. And then when you get people around you that start to focus in and hone in on it as well, it's just a blessing in itself. So I think that's what really drives me. That's what really wanted me to take down this path. And that's why I enjoy it. I actually, you know, and during that process, the music speaks for itself. The lyrics, it talks about going down that path. And I think that's what it's about, the artistry.
And I definitely respect that. Let me ask you this question here. Is there a plan B for you or does music have to work for you? I'm going to just go to this job. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like, if it doesn't work, I'm going to just stay to my job. Or do you have the mentality that it's all enough?
I honestly feel like it's all or nothing. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't mind having a job to provide an income, but this is my passion. This is music has become so a part of me that I just enjoy it to the fullest. It saved me, but to put the words like lyrics and everything, how much they mean to me and what it means to me to create, is worth it all, if that makes sense.
Yeah, speak on that a little bit. How did music save you, so to speak? Speak on that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So, honestly, if you would have told me like 5-6 years ago that I'd be doing music, I probably would have told you like, you, no way. That's not something that was in my mind. But, you know, I got to writing some poetry and really focusing on who I am and understanding myself as a man, mm-hmm. so that I could present that and be the realest version of myself, to those around me. And I feel like in doing that, it really allowed me, it saved me from like trying to continue searching for somebody that wasn't there, because I wasn't looking within, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started really doing that and understanding that process of self-reflection and just understanding who you are and believing in yourself, especially the lyrics and the music helping me to understand that, I think that just helped me grow into the person that I want to be and who I continue to push forward to be.
Let me ask you this. When did the switch happen for you? Like where you said, okay, I'm going from regular person to artist. Like when did the switch happen?
It really honestly started when I was younger, man, I wrote poetry. I grew up in a religious background where my poetry was very religious, but I had lost it on a computer drive. It completely crashed. So I gave up poetry. I just stopped doing it, never really got back to it. And like a full circle moment coming back to it and really like diving into it, it was like, oh, wow, I never thought of it into music, to be honest. I just never did. But then as I was writing the lyrics or the lyric, now it's lyrics, but poetry into motion, mm-hmm. and realizing I could put it into these patterns and these different cadences, it kind of flourished from there. And honestly, like I never really played with my voice or thought about singing or anything, other than jokingly but never seriously until I was like, hey, let's just give it a shot. And I kind of enjoyed the process at that point.
Regarding music and your affinity for music, when, like, early on, like in your early childhood years, like what happened? When did that process start? When did the love start to build? Was it like you was younger? Your parents played music around the house? Like,
oh, yeah. So to be honest. Yeah, for sure. To be honest, like, it's going to be sound kind of crazy, but I was actually raised in a very, very religious home. So I wasn't really allowed to listen to secular music. I wasn't really allowed to listen mm-hmm. to, I wasn't really allowed to listen to anything. It was kind of just whatever was played at the church and stuff. And then, you know, as the church kind of transitioned and religion kind of transitioned on, and myself with my own growth, you know, I started listening to music here and there where I could. Artists, but from it never really transitioned to me doing it until my older years. But looking back, listening to artists and just watching them paint pictures with lyrics, using lyrics to tell a story. Not only that, but you know, just the dance vibe, the different vibes that you can get from music. You know, there's the storytelling, there's the dance vibes, there's the emotional vibes. Like music translates so differently, and then across so many different genres that. Once I was able to really listen to secular music and listen to just music in general, that's where the passion came in. Cause there was no cap on it. It was just like, wow, this is people just explaining life, their views on it, and it was kind of at that point, if you would say so.
So regarding just the influence of everything, the influence of music for you kicked in when again?
I would say probably like my mid-teens. Probably like, you know, eighth grade, high school, kind of going into that where I was able to, you know, meet my friends that I'm still friends with today and be able to like listen to the different music and stuff like that and kind of get influences in that way. And that was kind of where I got into it.
Right. So was it more than by your high school years, tell me the role music played
Oh, yeah. To that point, at that point, really, I was just more so into just listening to different artists, you know, like, you know, artists that were around at the time, Eminem, Lil Wayne, you got, you know, your Jay-Z's, your people like that, your real lyrical artists, you know, Drake was starting to pop off later on, you know what I mean? And just the different ways that music was kind of going. But for myself, when I actually tapped into it was probably like in my like mid-20s is when I was like, all right, let me talk about my story, who I am, and just kind of like explain stuff and vibe with music and everything like that at that point.
People, right now you're locked in on the We Built Different podcast, officially syndicated on 99.7 Heat Miami, which is exclusively a part of the iHeartRadio family. Also, big shout out to our Red Circle family and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you download the Apple Podcasts app, type in We Space Built Space Different, and you will see our podcast there. We are one of the top 100 podcasts in the music category for Apple. Theodore Hooks, I want to tap into this. You grew up in a religious background. You were not allowed to listen to secular music. You started to, you know, evolve into music later on. High school years started to peak and build. Explain your relationship with music. And here's what I mean by that. What does it mean to you? How does it make you feel? And what type of vibe or feeling do you think people feel when they hear your music?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like music for me, man, is just it's being able to as an artist relate who you are, kind of talk about your story, where you came from, and paint a picture for the audience, listeners, fans, your friends, people around you, because even they learn new things about you as you're kind of, you know, pouring out who you are. For me personally, whenever I do a track, it's coming from me, my story, who I am, my life. And I think whenever, I like to do different genres of music. I like to tap into different lanes, but when I do those lanes, it's coming from me, from my heart, who I am, my story. And I think that's the beauty of the music that I want to create. It's talking to the people I've met. It's talking along the lines of my religious background, the things I had to go through to kind of come into the man that I am today, to come out of the different teachings and things that you go through as a young man. And now that I'm blessed to kind of tell my story, and there's no real, I think the beauty of music is there's no real, like, there's no real cap on what you have to do. You get to create, and that's the beauty of it. It's your creation. It's your ability to show who you are and who you want to be. And that's what I like about it. It's not what I like about it. It's what I love about it, I should say.
No doubt about it. Let me ask you this. When you think about where you are now in life, what are some things? Being an independent artist, you got a lot of ups and downs, man. Talk about some of the negative experiences you've had in music so far and how you've dealt with those things. Because I think it's important for a lot of the up and coming artists to hear that they're not alone in some of these horror stories and stuff like that. Like, what's been some of the things you've been through that was kind of whack?
Yeah, honestly, man, it's just obviously you got your 1,000 bots on Instagram that are going to be in your DMs, man, just constantly talking you up and then asking for money 100 times over. So, you know, just kind of understand that that's a process in itself. Mm-hmm. But also it's just like the unfamiliarity with like trying to I would say understand your audience. You kind of, a lot of artists, they go down this idea where they're going to just make one song and it's just going to, everybody's going to love it. And you got to understand that there's a process. Like there's a millions and millions and shoot billions of ears out there, man. And you got to realize that, like, you can touch, you know, your fraction of them at a time. And, you know, once that song or that piece of artistry that you're creating is out there, mm-hmm. It may not be for everybody, and that's okay. Like, don't let that discourage you. Like, continue to find your voice, continue to find your lane, and don't be discouraged. It's not always about getting it right the first time. Sometimes you got to learn. There's a process to this learning, and just continue to grind, continue to make it, continue to tell your story. Like, there's people out there willing to listen. Just continue to do that.
What's a quality about you that people say, you know what, I like that about Theodore? Like, what's something about you that people like and love?
I can honestly say, like, reality is, I feel like one thing that a lot of people say is that they love that I'm honest, but they could also say that they don't like it, right? People love honesty until it's honest in there to them too as well, right? So they love that I'm honest, man. I don't really care to put my opinions on people, but I don't really care to also tell you what you want to hear. You know what I mean? And that's where I think that people would say they love me. I never really give my opinion. Like, that's your life. I'm here to give you a perspective. Perspectives and opinions are two different things. And I think people get that confused a lot of the time. They try to give their opinion. Like, you can give a person a perspective and say, hey, you know, but you don't got to give them your full opinion on the situation. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of who I am. I think they say they love that about me.
No doubt. What's one thing about you you feel like you need to change in order to be a better person? Something that you know you're slacking on, but you need to tighten up on?
For sure, man, is my ability to be, ability to be vulnerable in a sense, like be a little bit more, I would say vulnerable, being able to just, hey, I need help, or I need this, but I'm, you know, that's something that I think every, not only just person, but man tries to work on. Cause it's not, that's not the mentality. It's like, I'm gonna get it done type of thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of one thing that I could say that, I've tried to understand. It's like, you can ask people for not so much for help, but like, hey, can you help me understand this, figure this out? And I think that's one thing that I really had to understand as an artist, because sometimes egos will destroy your career quick, bro. An ego quickly, if you can't, as an artist, just, hey, can I, you got to be able to understand and be able to sometimes you don't got all the answers type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Spell out your name as it is on streaming platforms like Tidal and Apple Music and Spotify, so people can stream, you know, so people can pull you up. Spell it out loud and slow for me, please.
Yeah, it's going to be Theodore space Hooks. Theodore Hooks.
All right, and give out your Instagram handle loud and slow and spell it out phonetically, please.
Yes, it's going to be Theodore Hooks. So it's going to be Theodore Hooks.
All right. And how have you enjoyed working with Radio Pushers thus far, fam?
Man, it's been good. Just kind of tapping in and understanding the process. Like I said, it's been a good opportunity, and I'm ready to continue to go and see how things go, for sure.
And any final shout outs you want to give to anyone before we jump out of here, bro?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely all my family. And then I also want to shout out Blueprint Music Group. That's just where I recorded with. That's the group I record with, my friends, my family right there. And I shout them out and just continue to, we're going to continue to grind, guys, and let's get after it for sure.
Yeah. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the We Build Different podcast today? Keep it real, man.
Honestly, to just be able to actually talk to somebody about the music. I haven't actually had that opportunity, and I've been honestly graced the blessing today to do that and just talk about my story, who I am. And, you know, like I said, like sometimes you relate to people just based on their story, and then sometimes the music speaks for itself, you know what I mean? Definitely have a lot more to the story, so people can always stay tuned in if they want to know more, you know what I'm saying?
But don't forget, man, not every month, man, you got a podcast coming, man. We got a big network, bro.
Yeah, let's get it for sure.
No doubt, man. Listen, people, Theodore Hooks in the building. We Build Different podcasts, radio pushes, music hype beasts, dream hustle win, always bettering yourself. Check out my brother Theodore Hooks. And also, one more thing, Theo, I forgot. When they come to your profile, if somebody say, man, what's one song I listen to first when I come to your profile? Give them one song you want me to check out first if they come to your profile right now.
Oh, man. All right.
Just give
all
them
right.
one. Don't give them all. Just give them one.
Just one. Honestly, I'm going to say the one that I just put out last, Fourth and One. Man, it just tap in. You understand, man? If you're a lyricist and you like lyrics, you like the picture that's painted.
Fourth and One, man. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right there, man. Theodore Hooks, man. Don't forget, man, hit that red button that says leave so you can jump out of here. So therefore, it upload to the cloud. It's been a blessing, man, having you on here, man. Thank you so much. For trusting the process. Look forward to another interview next month, man. Let's get it.
Let's get after it. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.